We'd lost quite a few women in London during the war, and they put an appeal out for volunteers to go to help out in any work. You didn't say what you were going to do or anything.
Is it specifically WVS?
It was all WVS. And of course, I couldn't take our canteen, our mobile canteen, because it wasn't mobile enough. It would have been a waste of time. We couldn't have done it, and the people couldn't have done it anyway. And the next thing I got was a phone call to my mother, and I was working, helping out at the post office at that time. They said they'd rung, they want you to go to London. And there was, I think, 11 or 12 in the whole team, but I was the only one from Nottinghamshire, and complete strangers. And so we were taken down to Victoria Station, and they put a special coach on the train to London Marylebone for us at lunchtime on the Sunday. And we were given a tin hat when we got to Alexandra Park, so we got gas mask and tin hat. We had this briefing at 6 o'clock each night, and I was sent to Camberwell, Denmark Hill, Camberwell, to a clothing store. And it was stacked with every bit of clothing you could think of. And we spent the day just clothing people as they'd come out of the shelters. On the Wednesday, we started at 4 o'clock. We were allowed the morning off, and we got there at 4 o'clock. And we were in one of the squares in London. You'll know where they're like. And all we were in what are now known as Nissen huts. And all we were doing was cooking and washing pots for all the demolition workers that were trying to clear the bombed houses. And I stood washing up from 4 o'clock at 10 in the afternoon till 10 o'clock at night. Mm. And the claustrophobia was terrible, because you would never have heard if one was coming. And I thought, I'm never going to get out. The worst fear was that day that I spent in that street canteen doing nothing but washing pots.
How were you affected by that visit to London when you came back?
Couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. It took me weeks to get back to a normal sleep. When you see the films today, that sound of that doodle bug, it still sends shivers down me now.